Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extinguish the mind of wickedness, the mind of Satan. We endeavor daily to extinguish the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. We want to climb out of such mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that high realm of thinking, we will then be enabled to see that we, as the poor working class masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and white, must come together. It is to our benefit to cross racial, ethnic, ideological, political, religious, and ideological boundaries and barriers, gender barriers, age barriers that separate us. Climb over all those barriers, come together, work together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God and the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. I am thankful to my beautiful sister Venice for her service. And I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, beautiful sister Venice, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, you get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Jehovah, as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as Father. Begetting. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew language is the mother, father language of the African Arabic language. 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Allah is defined as the ascender. It's a verb, and the masculine is the characteristic within the human family that takes action. So Allah, as the sacred divine masculine father, is the ascender, raising us up, ascending us up. not descending, but ascending us up into his mind of supreme knowledge of the universe, that we may excel. These are other definitions. Excel, and I believe there's the definition of growth and vegetation having to do with photosynthesis. So we are growing, receiving the knowledge of the Almighty Father, that we may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system. In Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen, that hidden one. They say that hidden and unknowable one, that sacred and divine masculine Almighty Father working the work of the birth process in that sphere which is hidden and unseen. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to our beautiful Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress, Mother Holy Spirit. The word mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ain, or Jehovah Ain. Numbers chapter 11, Moses, describing the same Lord Jehovah Yahweh, says that Yahweh Jehovah has also the attribute of conceiving. Sisters and brothers, that is the characteristic of the mother. The universe runs on sacred, divine, masculine unity with the sacred and divine feminine. The Almighty is father and mother, conceiving, giving birth to, cutting us out of the self of the Almighty. We are elements and pieces of the Almighty, and the birth process carves us out of the Almighty, carves us out of our father and our mother. Yahweh Jehovah is a scientific word. See, the first law of science is cause and effect. Hayah is the root word of Jehovah Yahweh, and Hayah, I think that's 1961 on the Hebrew side, has to do with being, existing. And this whole universe is teaching us of being, being ourselves, being who we were created to be, being that part of the Most High. Be that person, that individual, that piece of the Most High that the Most High carved out of the self of the Most High, that we may be. Therefore, Yahweh Jehovah is the self-existing one. You may say the self-being one, that one that is self-empowered to bring into existence all that exists, to bring into being all that is. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Hayah. We're dealing with science, sisters and brothers. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of Wisdom, 2454, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Kakmoth, having to do with wisdom as a title of Mother Holy Spirit. And wisdom is feminine because we're dealing with the now with the sacred and divine feminine aspect of the Almighty. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus, Yahushua. Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Yahushua Jesus, but she conceived you and me. She is mother of the human family, mother of creation, mother of the universe, as Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. When you put that together, you get Ruach HaKadosh. And the Ka in the African Kemet Egypt language is the word for spirit. The word that scientifically teaches us that every parcel, every part of the universe is alive and animated with the spirit, with the energy. E equals MC squared. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. Research these words in the dictionary, Bible dictionary and Webster's, and you will see energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. And so the whole of the universe is alive. Even that which we refer to as inanimated, if we examine that so-called inanimated object on a molecular level, we will see atoms and molecules and protons and neutrons and electrons. So all in the universe are alive, all the way down to the atoms and protons and neutrons and electrons, the Ka. That Kadosh in the African Hebrew language is the word that describes every aspect of the universe as holy, sanctified, and set apart to promote and propagate life, existing, being. The Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is the word for spirit, which is feminine, because the African Hebrews, bringing the knowledge of the ancient Africans forward, saw spirit as feminine, saw spirit as the mother principle in the universe. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Illah, I-L-L-A-H. And I have come to understand that the African Twa, those original people, African people of the human family from the Congo, had Illah in their original tongue, Ilani, having to do with the vital force of the universe. This is African teaching that the whole of the universe is alive with the vital force of the Most High in the universe. Researching the word energy in the Webster's digital dictionary, energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force. This comes from the African Twa and the other African peoples and tribes on the African continent. Tado Ilani, or Ila Tado. You take Ilani, the vital force, shorten it to Ilah, which is what we have in the African Arabic language, and we put that with Ilah Tado, having to do with pulling on the force, pulling on that energy force in the universe that we may propagate life. So Ilah, the Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah Ilah Ha'il Allah. We're pulling on the forces. We're pulling on the energy and power and force of the Almighty Mother Allah and the Almighty Father Allah. None but our Mother Allah and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of our mother Elah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Arabic language, or African Hebrew language, we find Elah again under the number 5930 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of occurrence and circumstance. When you leave 5927 Allah, the Almighty Father, and go to 5928-29, you see Olah with an O, the feminine counterpart of Allah, and Olah is the feminine ascender, the Almighty Mother, as the ascender, feminine counterpart to Allah, the ascender in the feminine, raising us up, ascending us into her mind of supreme wisdom, that we may be empowered and enabled to defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked system, that we may establish the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And so that causes us to change our occurrence, change our circumstance. And that's Elah, 5930 or 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt, in Kemet, was known as Amonet. That womb that reveals that which was hidden, that sacred and divine feminine power in the universe that brings into the light, that reveals all that is hidden spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. We're dealing with the scientific forces of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua is the masculine, but Yahshua is the feminine. We recognize the sacred and divine masculine Yahushua and the sacred and divine feminine Yahshua HaMashiach, Messiah in men and women, male and female. Believe it or not, but believe and know the truth, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when you hear I say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon, we are to learn of the I. We are to learn not of the third I, research done by my co-worker and brother Ra, listening to our brother Dr. Phil Valentine, the The third eye really is the first eye. And the first eye is the Almighty Eye, the Almighty Father and Mother as the original first eye. So I and I is describing you and me as I. The first I is the original created self that is myself, created in union and in unity with the first I, the original I, in unity with the Almighty I, in unity with the creation, and in unity with the human family. The second I and I is yourself, is you, united and in union with the same. The first I, the Almighty I, with creation, with the human family, because we are the Christ in human flesh. We are the children of the Most High, sons and daughters, and it is within our grasp to tap into this knowledge and wisdom, tap into this power and this force that is within you and me and the universe, and connect with the first eye, that we may manifest Christ within our person, as our spirit and soul energy is Christ in human flesh, each and every one of us, fulfilling Yahushua, fulfilling health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation, liberty, and deliverance of the human family, or we will face the vengeance and are facing the vengeance of the Most High for working a life of disobedience to existing and living and life. Now, what we want to do is attempt to go after the Sunday school lesson, which is titled, what is it titled? It is titled Son of David. As we go through this Sunday school lesson, we want to see that this scripture, these scriptures, no matter which scripture we use, is describing the whole of the human family, the whole of the universe, as part and parcel of the Almighty, as elements of the Almighty, as atoms and atoms and protons, neutrons, and electrons of the Almighty. We are the mind of the Most High, and as we study each other and study knowledge and wisdom and study our characteristics and attributes, we are enabled to understand more of the mind of the Most High for our benefit. We are in Psalm Division 89, and the Most High, Yahweh, through the Elohim, you have to read this chapter for yourself and research the definitions of the words. Lord, all capitals, is the scientific word Yahweh, Yahuwah, or Jehovah. 3068, describing that power that is the cause of the effects. The first law of science is cause and effect. The Most High, that original generating energy and spirit, is the cause of the mass and material and matter in the universe, and the cause of the light in the universe, the cause of the universe. E equals MC squared. That energy, that spirit that permeates the whole of the universe, is the generating cause of the universe. This is, in the African Hebrew language, Yahweh, Yahuwah. But you also have in this chapter, or division of 89 in Psalm, you have the word God used, which, let me see if I'm correct, I believe is going to be Elohim. I'm trying to find the word God here. Yeah, let me just make sure. Division 89, verse 8. Yes. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Lord is 3068, all uppercase, all capitals. This is Yahweh, Yahweh, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, the cause of all the effects. The God here is uppercase G, lowercase O-D. This is Elohim. And when you research the word Elohim, and we have quantum physics and quantum mechanics in our minds, we are able to see that Elohim, the definition of Elohim, is describing the whole of the universe, all the way down to, it says, every work of the Most High. So this whole universe is the work of the Most High. That work, that energy of the Most High permeates the whole of the universe. So the whole of the universe, all the way down to each atom, proton, neutron, and electron, all of us included in that reality of being a part and parcel of the universe, of the elements of the universe, all of us are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. When you look at the angelic beings having nine echelons of energies, there are nine echelons of angels representing nine echelons of spirit energy forces. These spirit energy forces are the Elohim, children of the Most High, that act upon the will of the Most High to do the energy spirit work in every facet of the universe. And as we Ilani Tado. Let me see if I can find that little piece of note that I had. Ilani is the vital force. And Ila Tado, I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly, but I-L-L-A, Ila, and Tado, T-A-D-O, in Brother Oba Tshaka's book, Generation Gap, Integration Trap, he teaches us that the Twa conceptualized this phrase to mean pulling force. So we are to be scientists. Study the characteristics and attributes of the Most High in the universe. Study every facet of the universe. Study energy and spirit. Study these angelic spirit energy forces so that we may pull on those energies for our benefit. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.